Okay. How many weeks ago did you and I talk about paper straws, Amelia? Was it like 3 weeks ago, something like that?
Probably 3 weeks.
Okay. And just to refresh everybody who might be here, you love paper straws?
No, I hate them.
Okay. she had a visceral reaction to the paper straw thing in a commercial break, and we were talking about it a while ago. I don't even remember what that story was specifically about. And she got visibly angry.
So gross.
And she doesn't get that way. So I was like, okay, I have to ask what's going on here. So what are your complaints with paper straws?
So I was always the one to say, no, it's okay. It's just a paper straw.
Right.
But then in London, they would melt in my coffee and I couldn't drink it anymore. In my plastic cup, the paper straw melt, or it was too weak to go in between the whole thing. So it would just get like punctured.
And squished and all that stuff.
And then you can't drink it, so you have to like chug it.
Have you ever tried a paper straw like at a place that sells milkshakes? Because there's a couple of places that do the paper straws, but they have milkshakes. You ever tried that?
I think I have, but I resorted to a spoon.
Like you can't get anything Mm-mm. through a paper straw. Mm-mm. Like if you've not tried this, if you know of a place that has milkshakes but they give you paper straws, get the milkshake and try to drink the milkshake. You can't. It's impossible. The paper straw collapses. So anyway, I think my favorite, there's a section at the grocery store that has, it's like a tiny little like end cap at the end of, I think it's the baking aisle or whatever, where they have like the stupid cake accessories and all that stuff. And it's like, oh, here's some paper straws. And of course the packaging is plastic. Like it's hysterical. Yeah. So it's like, it's exactly like the song that Tom McDonald said. So no more plastic straws, just paper straws wrapped in plastic. That's what we got.
No, they sold them at grocery stores.
I didn't either until like a month ago. And
that's
I ran into
crazy.
Them and I'm like, this is stupid. I took a picture of it. I think I posted it online. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is, do you have another reason to hate paper straws?
Oh, yeah.
So paper straws, and I know you're all going to be shocked by this because every green movement ends up being this. Paper straws are extremely toxic and they are dangerous to humans and animals.
Really?
Yes. Who would have thought?
What about the turtles?
Who would have thought the binding? Well, I don't know. But again, every turtle I see has a straw in its nose. So I assume the turtles really like the straws. They're going around snorting the jellyfish or something. I don't know.
That's mean.
I know. That was mean. That was mean. But okay. So, but it's always this way, right? Okay, get a hybrid. Turns out hybrid cars are worse for the environment than a standard car, right? Get windmills. Windmills are, again, powered by diesel for the most part. When they're not powered by diesel, they use a ton of petroleum lubricant. And of course, they chop the heads off of birds, particularly eagles. Get solar. What does solar do? It runs on diesel when it's not functioning properly, and it causes streamers. Streamers are birds that have been fried mid-air for having the audacity of flying in the sky above a solar farm. And the sun reflects off of the solar farm and it death rays wildlife that flies above it. That's a real thing. Look it up. You got dams. Of course, there's ecological issues with dams, as many people have pointed out for centuries. Dams still probably largely beneficial. What else do we have here? Okay, now it's electric vehicles. Electric vehicles not only promote slavery, they use very toxic materials and chemicals that can't be disposed of, cause fires, all sorts of environmental issues, right? Every single environmental solution to something horrible that you're doing with dead dinosaurs ends up actually making things worse. Don't eat meat, eat soy. What does soy do? Kills you.
Makes soy, you happy.
Soy is bad, right? Okay, in particular, it's bad for men. So then you've got paper straws, right? The worst that could happen is a paper straw just sucks at sucking, right? The worst that could happen. Nope, turns out they're going to kill you because why not? You ever notice that every time they tell you, oh yeah, like seed oils, right? Seed oils, which we call them seed oils now. What were they called before? Oh my God. Trans fats. Trans fats are better than like lard and that sort of thing. Turns out trans fats are the things that are killing you. And that lard and, you know, normal fat are good for you. Now don't have too much fat. Well, now if you don't get enough fat, it turns out you're going to be very, very unhealthy. You get the idea. Have more carbs. Well, that actually makes you very unhealthy, fat, and sick. Don't eat protein. No, actually, you need to eat more protein. You have a more balanced diet. You get the idea. Everything that they tell you to do to save the planet or is supposedly healthy ends up actually having the opposite effect. Paper straws are the latest thing. Paper straws contain potentially toxic chemicals which could pose a risk to people, wildlife, and the environment, according to a new study. Poly and perfluoroalkyl substances, PFASs. I don't know why I've always tried to actually pronounce that word because I never get it right. So I just usually go with PFAS, which are long lasting and potentially destructive to human health over time, were discovered in the majority, of paper and bamboo straws that were tested. There's a massive effort to get rid of PFASs in our food chain and supply chain right now. And the one thing that they did with paper straws, they made sure that they had, did they have leftover PFAS material or something? Like, look, we got to do something with all this stuff because they're not letting us put it in Tupperware anymore. So we might as well, hey, let's put it in the paper straws. Nobody will know. The groundbreaking European study analyzed straws made from a range of materials from shops and fast food restaurants and found that 18 out of 20 brands of paper straws contain PFAS with a lower frequency of detection in plastic and glass versions. The research did not look at whether PFAS leaked out of the straws into the liquids, but of course they did. If your straw is disintegrating in your coffee, Amelia, it makes sense that they would probably be dissolving those chemicals in your coffee, right?
Oh, yeah.
That would be my basic assumption. You ever suck on a paper straw and have it like stick to your lip because it's disintegrating?
Oh, no.
And it's all like mushy? It's like soggy cereal. You ever have like a soggy Crispix cereal or something like that, and it just kind of sticks to your lip and collapses on you? That's a paper straw. No, you just got to drink it really, really fast. Okay, yeah, that's Idiocracy is a documentary, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, the most commonly found PFAS is PFOA, which has been, by the way, the most common one that they found, Amelia, the most common one that they found has been prohibited worldwide since 2020. How in the world did we get something that's prohibited in the entire world in a brand new product? Tell me that this wasn't somebody going, look, we got a lot of this stuff hanging around in the warehouse, and we need to figure out how to move this out of here because we can't just dump it in the river anymore. The chemicals have been associated with a number of health problems, including lower response to vaccines. Oh, that's why COVID vaccines don't work. See? Do you see what they're doing? Lower birth weight, thyroid disease, increased cholesterol levels, liver damage, kidney cancer, and, of course, testicular cancer because everything kills men. Let's see. PFAS concentrations were found to be low, and since straws use it seldom, the Belgian researchers said that they posed a limited risk to human health. However, they warned that the chemicals could accumulate in the body over many, many years. So if you suck down a bunch of things with a paper straw, congratulations, the environmentalists are going to kill you. More coming up, Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel, and the all-new MNC Nation.
Podcasts by Federated Media.